Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. Today's video is top 10 Sensi success tips. What you see in front of you right here is my popular network marketing website, onlinemlmcommunity.com. And this article happens to be one of the most popular articles on my website. I just updated it. So if you are in Sensi and you're looking to level up your business, I want to share 10 things that will help you. This advice is applicable to anyone really in any direct sales or network marketing company, and I hope you find the information helpful. So to succeed in network marketing, to succeed in Sensi, you have to master a few basic skills. Most people, when they join the company or they join the industry for the first time, they don't have these skills in place already. So there's going to be a growth period, a learning period, where you start to learn, develop, and master some basic skills. And it's hard to make a lot of income in this industry until you learn, develop, and master those skills. So if you're looking to level up your Sensi business, here are 10 things you can do. Number one, you need to learn how to generate leads. If you don't have leads, that means you won't have customers. If you don't have customers, that means you're not making money and you don't have a business. So invest some time, money, and energy and learn different ways to get leads. Ideally, one or two strategies online, one or two strategies offline, and maybe one or two paid strategies that you can use as well. So you always have prospects. You always have people to share the products in your business with. If you have a constant flow of quality leads, your business will become fun. It'll be much easier. Without leads, you're going to struggle. You're going to get frustrated, and you're probably going to quit. Number two is to build a team. Now, a lot of people, when they join Sensi, when they join a network marketing company, they think their only job is to sell a product. They basically join, they fall in love with a couple products, and all they do is talk about the product. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Just know that that is direct sales. Direct sales, you focus on selling a product. Instead, network marketing is a little bit different. With network marketing, you sell a couple products, you recruit other distributors, you use a few products yourself, and you duplicate that. The beauty of network marketing is you get the leverage when you build a team. One person can only sell so many products, so you're either going to max out or burn out. But if you have a team, you can earn a little bit off a lot of people's efforts. So make sure you're not just retailing and make sure you're not just recruiting. Do a combination of both so you have a stable, steady, profitable business. Tip number three, the $1 million mindset. One of the biggest things I see people do wrong in Sensi and many other companies is they think of their business as a little hobby or a little part-time gig or a little whatever. They don't treat their business like a $1 million business. So if you want to do Sensi or network marketing as a career, you need to adopt the $1 million mindset in your business. This means you are 100% all in. You want to pretend as if you just wrote a check for $1 million and you had 1 year to earn it back. Burn your exit plan, get focused, create your plan, be all in with your business, even if you're doing it part-time. Number four, create a daily routine. We all have routines. In your day-to-day life, you have a routine. You get up at a certain time. You go to bed at a certain time. You drive to work the same route most days. You wear the same two or three outfits. You eat the same meals. We're all creatures of habit. What you want to do to be successful in Sensi is you want to develop new habits. Some of the habits that I recommend that you do each day: contact new prospects, book parties, make sales, follow up with customers, reach out to a team member and offer support. What I like to do is I like to use a daily checklist for my business in Excel. I have a list of the activities that I do every day. And what I do is I make it a point not to go to bed each night until I've done everything on my list. That's what allows me to be productive and work smart. It's not about the number of hours you work your business. It's about the productivity you have in your Sensi business as you're growing it. Number five, learn how to sell. When you own a business of any kind, you become a salesperson. Your job is to make the cash register ring. Now, keep in mind, selling is not about using hype, pressure, or deceptive tactics. A true salesperson or a true sales professional thinks of themselves more as a teacher or a consultant. We help people solve their problems. We offer solutions. We teach people different things. That's the mindset you want to have in your business. Read some books about sales. You can't go wrong studying Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, Dan Kennedy. There's also a book, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Becker. This is an oldie but goodie. I think it's like 80 years old. But he was a professional baseball player who got injured, who became an insurance salesman. He failed miserably, was thinking about quitting, but then he finally stuck around and figured out how to sell, and he wrote a book about it. And this book is a masterpiece. I highly recommend it. You should also watch YouTube videos about how to sell, read books about how to sell, find a mentor or a coach who can help you improve your confidence and your skills so you can learn how to sell. Number six, find a mentor. Every successful person that I've met in every endeavor, they have a mentor. You want to have a mentor too. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. Find someone in your Sensi business who has achieved the success that you want and desire, and reach out to them. Ask them for coaching. Ask them for help. Humble yourself enough to listen to them and do what they say. Do not be a lone wolf in your business. This will be like the kiss of death in your Sensi business. You have mentors in your upline support team who want to help you, who want to mentor you. You need to reach out to them. It might be your sponsor. In most cases, it won't be your sponsor. It could be their sponsor or their sponsor or their sponsor, but you need to have a mentor, at least in the beginning of your business when you're trying to figure everything out. Number seven is to stay in touch and master the follow-up. As you're building your Sensi business, you're quickly going to discover most people don't buy or join on the first contact. Most people are going to need 7, 10, 20, 50, 100 follow-ups before they buy or join from you. The money really is in the follow-up. So you need a way to get organized to know when you need to follow up with your prospects, who you're going to follow up with, and what you're going to say to them. I recommend you use some type of CRM program. I personally use AWeber and StatTrak Pro, but there are lots of choices. You have Salesforce, maybe Sensi even gives you some type of CRM program, but use it, get organized, and stick with it. Number eight, 5 to 10 exposures per day. This business is a numbers game. It's not just Sensi. All businesses are a numbers game. Not everyone is going to be interested. Not everyone in your target market is going to be ready to buy right now. You have to make new exposures every single day. We are a business of exposures. As a part-timer, you should be making 5 to 10 exposures per day, 6 days per week. As a full-timer, you should be making 20 to 30 exposures per day, 6 days a week. This can be personal exposures. It can also be through referrals and helping your team members reach out to their warm market. Number nine, you need to focus on the right activities. Don't confuse busy work with being productive. Anyone can put in long hours in their Sensi business. You want to focus on those income-producing activities, retailing, recruiting, and team building. That's what's going to grow your check. That's what's going to grow your business and your team. Spend 90% of or more of your work hours on income-producing activities. What most people do, if they work their business an hour or two a day, yes, they do something for their business during that hour or two, but it's not having conversations with new prospects. So even though they put in some time, they focused on the wrong task and their business didn't grow. Finally, number 10, you want to master your people skills. Ultimately, we're a people business, and you have to learn how to get along with people. You have to learn how to provide customer service. You have to learn how to resolve conflict and become likable. There's a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I highly recommend that book. I also recommend you learn how to be a good listener. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Use them in that proportion. When you learn how to listen, you will be welcome everywhere you go because most people aren't good listeners. You don't need to be a good talker to succeed with Sensi. You need to be a good listener. What you're doing is you're waiting for your prospect to identify a problem that you can offer a solution to. So these are my top 10 Sensi success tips. I hope you got some value from this. As a disclaimer, I'm not in Sensi. I'm a network marketing professional, and I love to teach and help people in our industry. If you want to read the article, you can go to the links in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I try to post a new video every day, so please check back often. Thanks for watching. Have a great day, and good luck in your Sensi business.